right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this.
Chris, man,
go look.
He's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse.
Hello.
Hey.
Deja vu. Now, if you listened closely to last week's episode.
If you listened classily to last week's episode. Listen,
no one is classily that's listening to this show.
Hey. They can be wearing a
slight against the whole audience again, OG.
No. Everyone at home is wearing a monocle and a top hat.
That's what I suspect.
While listening.
Yep. That's what I suspect.
With a little tumbler of whiskey, just 2 ice cubes.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Dilute the flavor.
I thought you were calling them all nuts.
Hey.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
See?
See what you did there.
Yeah, you planted a good joke there.
Oh! Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to honey roast myself.
Jokes, is this going to be this kind of episode?
Jokes are much funnier than the ones we did on the previous version of the opening of this episode.
Wow.
So, I don't know that I can handle this.
We're extra
rough.
Chipper this time.
We're extra chipper this
time.
The weather. It's the nice, clement weather.
It's the too damn nice weather.
That's right.
Oh, no, we're not doing no more too damn cliche episodes.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to call this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 324. We're going to call it The Bible Meets Lord of the Rings.
I disagree.
Okay, you can disagree.
Yeah.
Present
your points. We can't I disagree.
All right, well, let's talk about what we're talking about.
Right,
so
we're talking about Noah,
the
clearly.
Goat, yeah, the goat and I went to see Noah today in beautiful IMAX.
Ooh, lovely.
It should have been called Lord of the Ark, by the way.
Lord of the Ark?
It really is.
That's what I said.
Yeah. It really is quite the experience. Are we seeing IMAX? Cap in IMAX?
We are not seeing Cap in IMAX.
We're not.
We're seeing it in 3D, but not in IMAX.
Ew.
We're seeing it in 3D, but not in IMAX. Why are we seeing it in 3D?
Because that's where it's offered.
Is there a 2D showing? Yeah.
There is not at that particular theater.
You can close one eye.
I told both of you 3D before I purchased the tickets.
I did
the
not
record.
See that.
It's fine. What's the big deal? You're going to see it like six times. So what does it matter?
I will sell your ticket.
I'm not saying it's six times, just twice.
Exactly. Clearly now twice.
One in IMAX.
Yeah. And one 3D.
And one. Is this the one where you pick your own seats and you have to pay $14 for chicken fingers?
It is. So don't get the chicken fingers. God. Just enjoy the fact that it's a comfortable seat.
Have you ever done that before?
I have, yeah.
I've never done that before, so I'm looking for forward to
the food is okay.
You will yell at somebody in the theater. I'll bet you $5 right now.
For what?
You will end up being like, hey, asshole, keep the fucking noise down. We're trying to watch.
Not in that theater. Not in that theater.
He's saying I'm going to do that.
What I'm saying is my experience in
if
that
they
theater.
They bring you food. There is some asshole.
Have you
goes,
been in that theater?
Hey, you know what? Can I have ketchup?
Have you been in that theater before?
Yes. Okay. I have.
My experience is that when Kev gets angry, I too get angry. We have a similar threshold. Kev is normally more vocal about it than I am. But
sure.
We have a similar threshold.
Okay.
I have never actually gotten angry at that theater. I find that the buffer between the seats is enough to counterbalance the occasional, hey, I asked for ketchup and you didn't bring it.
Okay, we'll see. We'll find out. So, we'll have an experience. But different cinema experience that we had,
yes.
You were saying.
You went to see Noah and IMAX. Yes.
Noah and IMAX.
Great.
Terrific.
IMAX
yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah, terrific for that kind of biblical epic.
Yeah.
You want like big.
Right.
And they delivered on big, that's for sure.
Definitely.
So the point of contention, it's not really a point of contention.
It's a disagreement.
It's a discussion.
I've never heard of giant stone. I don't care if I'm spoiling it. I don't
spoiler,
care if
guys.
I'm spoiling it.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't heard the story before,
no, but
there's going to be a flood of information right now.
Well, yeah, that's true. But the part of the story that I've never heard before that Scapegoat is arguing with me is always been part of the story is about the giant stone angels.
Not what I said.
Okay.
It's not always been part of the Bible, but there is another part of the Bible. I think they call it the oral tradition. I don't remember what it's actually called.
I believe it's called the Book of Mormon, where Jesus
Christ came
to the United States.
That's the third in the trilogy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then the Quran is like the, you know, it's like Ender's Shadow and Ender's Game. It's like a different.
Wow. How appropriate somehow.
No, but that has been part of the oral tradition of that story. Like, Darren Aronofsky did not invent that creature, is my point.
Okay.
So is it like a golem? Is that what it is?
One. Yeah. There's like 50
they're,
of them.
They're fallen, fallen angels. In this story, they're fallen angels of light.
Okay.
That God punishes by encasing them in stone.
Okay. And so I'm thinking like the stone monster from Neverending Story. Am I picturing it correctly? Sort of?
Not dissimilar to that.
Okay.
But they look more like the stone trolls from the Lord of the Rings movies.
Okay.
They no, do. No. I'm sorry, not the stone trolls. What were the mountains that were fighting against each other and they were like on their legs when they were having their,
their
toss abouts?
I know what you're talking about. But okay.
They look more like that. But they spoke.
Okay.
You know, and they, you know, they told their story. I think Frank Langella was the voice of like the
main one. It sounded like one of them, yeah.
So,
were there unicorns on the ark?
Frank Larangela.
Well, these are the characters.
I was actually looking for that because that is also part of the oral tradition.
Yes.
That unicorns don't exist anymore because they didn't get on the ark.
Right.
They could have done, and of course the popular song. So, we could have, they could have done that. And there was, I was looking for the same thing and there was at least a dozen obvious places where they could have done that.
Yeah.
Where they could have easily done that.
I think they didn't want to go there, but they did, interestingly, throw a little science in there with the creation story.
Ooh,
they told the creation story at one point, and they showed it from the point of view how evolution fits into it.
Yep.
Okay.
Which was really interestingly done, but conveniently missed the ape to human and skipped that. I'm just pointing it out.
Right.
All right.
They got to the ape-like creature, but
they
then
went
it ended.
All the way up to like orangutan, like it, like rhesus monkey, like as close as you can get, and then said, and then there were people. Like they did not show. You know,
the final step.
It didn't
right.
go all
well because
the
they
way.
Went because it's him telling Genesis to his kid. Like
you
it's
never
his,
go full evolution.
It went. I was going to say it went under the clothes and under the underwear, but not
right.
All,
right.
You
right.
Know.
Third base, not home run.
Yeah. It was like shortstop, is what you're saying.
No, full third base.
Okay.
Full it tried base. To steal home, but it just didn't make
but
it.
That, I mean, and these creatures that we're discussing are responsible largely for the building of the Ark.
Yeah.
You know, because they are
also
humongous
they
creatures.
They got around feeding them or anything like that by saying, like, oh, we magically invented a knockout gas.
Oh, the animals? I thought that was great.
That was a great idea.
That was a great idea.
Yeah.
So when the animals start coming on, they put this magic potion together and they go around like dosing with smoke, but it doesn't affect people, but it affects every other living creature on Earth.
Well, I think you have to get enough potency, and they have smaller lungs.
So I'm picturing like Noah
really on the welcome. Bears and the
yeah. Fuck you, shut up.
Is it like Noah with a wand? Is it like Nyquilio?
No. You know, no.
it's you know, incense. Like, they're burning incense.
Oh, okay.
It's like what's that
Catholic
called?
Church.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Catholic Church. During
what's that called?
When they come and they
I don't know what the thing is called, but it's frankincense that they're burning.
Yeah,
it's a smoker. That's what it is.
Yeah,
they just come around and they smoke the animals. Sleep.
Delicious.
That was convenient.
Has ASPCA complained yet? Or not
no,
ASPCA?
No,
PETA.
No.
I don't think any animals were harmed.
I don't believe any animals existed in that movie.
But they did. They did build part of the Ark to scale.
Oh,
and then digitally enlarge it. So the the interior and exterior, like they actually built that Ark in the middle of Iceland where they shot everything.
Okay,
which is kind of cool. I saw a little behind the scenes on that, and they controlled the entire weather system on one iPad.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
That's cool.
Future filmmaking, no big deal.
All right, I'm down with that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, and it wasn't so biblical as to be disturbing, you know, or preachy. But
right.
It was a fair amount of column A and a fair amount. It was a fair amount of Bill Nye and a fair amount of that other douchebag that he
the guy that lost.
No, yeah. Fuck that guy.
The guy that lost.
We're not even going to bring him up.
But I mean, it had a fair balance, but the fantastical elements, which is why I said like Bible meets Lord of the Rings, were really enjoyable too, and they weren't like. I think the best part about it was nobody was like, oh look. Like a 9-foot stone guy standing right there.
Yeah.
And he's got like four arms and he's just like, he's beating up people.
They were just kind of chill about it.
Just didn't even, you didn't even question it.
Well, it's, they keep talking about, they're like, they're 10 generations removed. They believe in the story of the Garden of Eden because it's 10 generations ago. So like from their perspective, these creatures make sense. Like,
right.
The way they tell the story is like, oh, we've seen these creatures. It's like Game of Thrones where they're like, we've seen the creatures beyond the wall. Like, it's that kind of thing. It's not like, what are these weird things? It's, oh my God, you guys are still alive? Didn't know that. That's weird. So it's not like...
They could have eaten... Aronofsky
they made it believable in a way. I know that sounds ridiculous, but they framed it in a way. And that's my thing. If you follow the rules of your own universe that you're creating, you're good. Once you break them because it's easier than actually writing something, have a problem. Don't break any rules in this.
And that's funny because that's what I was going to bring up. Because Aronofsky could have changed very little about this movie and made it a completely different universe, and it totally would have worked. Like you could have called... Instead of calling it Noah, you could have called it Hanno... And and it would have totally the story would have totally worked.
Yeah, and I think Emma Watson, your favorite person on the planet.
First of all, not my favorite person on the planet because I've never met her, and I said was that she was beautiful.
Okay,
that's all I said.
Fair enough.
She is rather attractive.
Okay.
Scapegoat doesn't get it.
I think she is attractive. I don't get the guys who are like, oh, Emma Stone. I don't get it. I'm sorry.
They're pedos, but that's okay.
No, what? She's 23 years old.
Yeah, but they started liking her when she was like 13. Let's be honest.
Well, the point. Anyway, we're going to get away from.
She was cute then.
I think we're going to step away from pedophilia and sidestep this issue.
No, sure. No. No one, the point, no one goes to the mall and sees a girl and it's like, wow, that girl is cute. And then thinks, oh, wait, how old is she? That's not how that works. When I always look at a girl and I'm always like, yep.
Let's check her driver's license.
And is she attractive?
Aren't they required to have a sticker now?
Wow.
On the bumper?
Whoa.
The bumper?
No one wears Juicy Couture anymore. Is that what you meant by a sticker on the bumper?
No, I meant
actually, pink. Anyway. That's what it is. She said that Darren Aronofsky was going for...
Usually.
Like, Darren Aronofsky's going for not like you wouldn't be able to pick a timeline. It's timeless in a way. It can be in the far distant future or in the far past. Obviously, it's set.
I mean, obviously, it's Noah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Clearly not yesterday.
It's really very
It reminds me of what he was trying to do in The Fountain.
Right. Yeah, that's a good example.
Part of what he was trying to do in The Fountain.
If
you don't like The Fountain,
hold on.
That's not what I meant.
If any of the four of you that have seen The Fountain out there want to call the GVM line
at 425-920-6050
and agree or disagree with Scapegoat's assessment about The Fountain, you're certainly welcome to.
I actually like
that.
The Fountain.
I like it too, until the point where my brain melts.
Yeah,
and nothing seems to make sense for like the next day and a half. I'm just confused.
What it felt like to me is The Fountain needed $100 million more, and he did not get $100 million more. So he's like, I don't know what to fill this with.
I kind of feel like the printer ran out of ink somewhere. or the script was redacted at points.
I'm telling you, it was the, I got to shoot the scene. Shit, I don't have $100 million. Right, yeah, okay. That's what it feels like.
He certainly made up for it.
Yeah, speaking definitely. Of the GVM line, moving this a little bit forward. Do we want to do that
at 425-920-6050?
Wait, let's play that voicemail now.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Randy from New Jersey. I'm calling this morning, Wednesday, because I'm trying to... Damn it. Yeah, I can't even talk. I'm calling because you never talked about Sherlock. You said the beginning of January that you would be talking about Sherlock, but that you would wait until all of them had aired in the United States for you to talk about them, and I've been waiting and waiting. My wife left me. My kids hate me. All because I've been waiting for you guys to talk about this. So, yeah. When are you guys going to talk about it so I can get back to my wife? Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, first of all.
Yep.
Sometimes people drink before they call.
He had a Bertation.
He had a what?
Do you remember, we're going to get off topic. Do you remember there was that, it was a news anchor like two, 3 years
already
ago?
Already off topic.
Yeah, it was a news anchor wow. 2-3 years ago.
Are you talking about the thing where they played back her, it looked like she had a stroke?
Yeah,
on
she
there.
Was like.
Do you know what that is?
She said something about a Bertation.
Do you know what that is?
What?
So there's an app that you can do this too. When you hear yourself.
Oh, right. It
a couple
screws
months
you up,
like,
right?
Yeah. And that's apparently what happened, even though it sounds like she had a stroke.
Yeah.
It's like,
but back to terrible. The caller.
Right. So disregarding.
Who clearly did have a stroke or a bottle.
I think that's why his wife left him, not because we didn't talk about
Sherlock. Oh, hey.
Wow.
Not because we didn't talk about Sherlock.
I'm a bad cop in this scenario.
You know what? You know what I think his wife left him? Because he's not a good listener. And I say that because I am pretty sure. I'm pretty sure, which means if I'm wrong, please don't hurt me. That we talked about it on the show.
He called
on Sherlock? Yeah, we totally. Yeah.
He called fairly early in the day today, and I listened to the voicemail right away.
Yeah. Okay.
And I racked my brain. Like, I think we talked about it, but maybe the mic, maybe it was like not while it was
one of the new lost sections.
Yeah. or maybe we had talked about it like during a break, but we didn't record it because we didn't want to give out spoilers.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
I thought we had talked about
it.
I
think so too.
Well, he didn't have any specifics. He just said, talk about it.
So now we talked about it.
Yeah. So it happened. It was what, three episodes?
Yeah.
Three
it's, episodes? It's one of those shows good. That I just want more of.
Yeah.
It's really well done. There is a rumor they've greenlit the next season and
two seasons.
They planned two seasons. I think they only greenlit one or something.
Oh, I thought
like
they
that.
Had confirmed
and clearly
two.
They won't greenlit that second one.
Oh, they will. They will. They said that it's going to go on as long as until it gets tired. Moffat said.
I mean, a three episodes.
But
a clip,
there is
it's
a
not
rumor.
Like...
There's a rumor that it will be airing around Christmas time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. That will be way sooner than 2 years.
So what happened was? Oh no, go ahead.
Oh, I heard there was a rumored crossover between that and Downton Abbey.
Oh.
So I just want to float that out there.
Oh, God.
What I had heard was Doctor Who was originally supposed to come back in the fall.
And Doctor
Who. Got moved up to July, I think, or June.
Oh, really?
So it's coming much sooner.
Oh, awesome.
So I think that allowed them to also push up Sherlock.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened. I think Doctor Who got moved up, so Sherlock was able to be moved up.
That's awesome.
But what about Call the Midwife? Oh, that's on now, actually.
No one cares.
So my opinion was,
I
liked all three episodes.
You know what else is a good show?
What?
Treme.
Well, not where I thought he was going. I thought we were getting the Hannibal plug early.
He was going for
No. You can check my Twitter feed for more on Hannibal.
Today? Was it today? Because it wasn't there yesterday.
It was.
Was it there yesterday?
I definitely tweeted Sunday.
Are you sure?
Did you?
I'm pretty sure. I
don't think you did.
I didn't see it, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
I was prepared to hack you on this today.
I believe that I did. If I did not, I apologize.
Maybe you.
I may have tweeted from a different.
Maybe you thought you had tweeted.
Well, you know that show. That show is so mind bending. It is possible that I believed.
Speaking of mind bending. The season finale of The Walking Dead.
No.
Oh, my God.
You can't say anything about it yet. I have now plans, now that the season is over, as I said I would do.
To catch up?
I'll catch it in trade. So I will be binging. I will be binging this season.
As soon as they release it, to fix their pacing problem.
I will be binging this season.
They did not
probably
have a pacing problem this year.
I didn't think.
Quick, are we going to go back to Sherlock at all or no?
Well, I mean,
I didn't like the last episode.
That was my opinion. I was okay with the last episode. I like that actor who plays Moriarty a lot.
I like Moriarty.
It doesn't make any sense for him to be alive. In fact, Moffat at one point said it doesn't make any sense for him to both be alive. I think that the guy that Sherlock, the homeless dude that he found, is actually Sebastian. Who is Moriarty's Watson, if you will.
Right.
And I think they're going to play with that. And he may have, like, left a plot before he was dead. And hopefully we get to see him in flashbacks and stuff because he's great performance. But I really hope that he's not actually alive in physical form because it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not. He's not a comic book villain.
No,
he's
not.
He needs to be.
And they kissed.
A bit more grounded.
Yeah, they did, yeah. That was great fan service. I was a really big fan of that.
And, I didn't like that he shot him. I didn't like that Sherlock shot that dude. It seemed out of character to me. It seemed out of place to me.
I think it really showed how much he really cared about Watson and what needed to get done.
Except that
that's why it was out of character.
It seemed like a step backwards in the character development.
Well, let's see.
Season one Sherlock, I could have seen doing that. Season three Sherlock is a different character in my brain.
I think he knew that they were about to send him back under with the, what's the name, the thing. He was going to go undercover with the Gula, whatever.
Do you think he thought he was going to go back undercover?
Yeah. That's
no,
why
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think he thought he was going to.
I definitely think.
He willingly was getting on the plane.
I think all of these questions.
I think he was willingly getting on the plane because he thought he was going to get arrested. And I think his brother saved his ass by putting him back undercover. And that was his out. That's what I think. I think he thought he was getting arrested for doing it. I think he knew what he did was
wrong. That it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's character development. He cared enough about somebody else to do that.
It just seems.
I don't think so.
I think, listen, he's Sherlock.
I think he calculated that he would be put undercover again.
Can we go back to hacking on the caller? Because we already talked about Sherlock.
Well,
you know, with time, there's some perspective.
No, sure. There isn't.
But
you know how,
wait, I can play this game. So the guy who played, what is the name of the Magnuson? Is that his name? His name is, I don't remember, Lars Mikkelsen.
Okay.
I think.
Wife also left him for leaving an awkward voicemail.
His brother is Mads Mikkelsen.
Okay.
He plays Hannibal on the TV series. So,
and there it is. Scapegoat.
So,
full circle.
You're welcome. Watch the goddamn show. It's amazing. This season is even better, and it's only getting better, and I don't understand
Hannibal
how that's
really
possible.
Good. It's true.
It's
although,
really awesome.
It's in danger, right, of not being renewed, I
heard. I didn't hear that at all.
It's going to be one of those shows that's always in danger.
Because the ratings are not... It's well-received, but the ratings are not amazing.
It is critically acclaimed by
everybody,
and it has way better ratings than it did.
If NBC is stupid enough to cancel that show, I hope to God Netflix picks it up.
They've already said that. Amazon, Netflix, and several cable networks are like, we'll take it.
Yeah. So, all right. So it has a home.
Yeah. It will be around.
Good.
It needs to be
good. Around. And with that, OG, we'll bring this episode.
let's move
well,
forward.
Well, let's
show.
Start. Well, let's say thank you. Know, you want to
thank you
the
for
caller.
The caller,
yeah,
of
course.
Yeah,
and
thank you for calling.
You can always call the GVM line
at 425-920-6050. We recommend you be sober.
Yes, with your questions
or create cue cards
about things that we've talked about or things that you'd like to hear us talk about. We are open to all of your suggestions, comments. Concerns.
At least the ones we play on the show.
Ideas, yes.
You can hear yourself on the show.
That's true.
There you go. Do it.
You can hear what you sound like inebriated on the show.
We actually, back in the day, we had a couple of
drunkards.
Very drunk callers that would call regularly.
We were on Sirius NXM.
Yeah, well, that was its own beast.
No, I don't mean the live shows. Yeah. I mean, usually after we did those shows, the GVM line would be filled up with all kinds of calls. The majority of them were great calls, but there were the few are like, dude, you suck. Where's Dr. Steve?
We also got a few phone calls where, hey guys, I found an unusual growth on my nuts.
Can you please diagnose it for me?
Yeah.
Do you remember that we did that episode where we took one of Dr. Steve's calls that came into our...
Yeah, because they screwed up at Sirius and they posted...
Our phone number on his show. Yeah. And so we had a couple of calls come in for Dr. Steve that we just answered.
Wow.
I wish I could find that episode. Because that was some funny shit.
You know, nowadays that would be some legal shit.
Oh,
right?
No. There was a disclaimer.
Okay.
We put a disclaimer.
Yeah, real big one, too. Yeah. But you know what? That would be an interesting episode. To find.
If we could find it.
Yeah.
You know, I was gonna suggest we do like an April Fool's thing, but I realized by the time this episode is out, it will no longer be funny.
Especially considering we're already recording 2 days after April Fool's.
That's what I mean.
Or 2 days, 1 day after April Fool's. Yep. April Fool's.
2 days.
Can we move on?
Yeah, some really good April Fool's jokes. I'm trying. First. This was my idea.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Move on. Move on. April Fool's jokes. There were no good April Fool's jokes. Sure, I hate this day.
Did you watch? Did you check out Netflix on April 1st?
Oh, that was hysterical. It was all about you.
Oh, I know. There were two. One, Rotisserie Chicken. I don't know if you watched
the movie.
No, I did. I did not see that.
So good. Very fantastic film. Really, really good.
And the second one was maybe the best one ever.
That they picked up Firefly.
Yes, I saw it. But no one, did anybody actually believe it? Somebody is the problem.
I think it was just sad.
Yeah.
I think it's like, Netflix, why don't you just do that? It would be a better April Fool's joke if they were serious.
Right.
I read maybe perhaps coincidentally on April 1st that George Takei has been selected to host SNL. They asked him to host SNL.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if that was an April Fool's joke or not. No, because I think it was an older post that just kind of
resurfaced.
Came back up. Yeah. And they haven't announced when yet, but I will definitely be tuning in.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I also want to shout out, Google, because they go full speed ahead with their April Fool's stuff. And I think it's awesome to see a company as big as that make fun of themselves.
Yes.
They had some really good stuff. The Japan division had some crap about like a hand that they were making, and they had the Pokemon Master Challenge and all that stuff. So,
Were you a fan of Homestar Runner?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah, that was one of the first like web series.
It was like a big web series, right? Yeah. And there was with Strong Bad and all that stuff. Has Homestar Runner been gone?
Yeah.
Okay, so then they're back. Is that what happened? There was new Homestar Runner yesterday for April Fools. Yeah.
I didn't know
if you go to Homestar, there's a whole new. It's a whole new long video. It's, as far as I know, it's just Homestar. It's not Strong Bad.
That's fucking awesome.
I don't know if the site is back fully. If they just
maybe
brought
it was an
it
April
back
Fool's joke
for yesterday, but it was kind of funny. Homestar is pretty funny in it. So I thought that was pretty cute and clever.
What else?
Any big trailers? We didn't do any trailers at all last week, but.
Well, we just saw Noah, a movie that opened this week.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a trailer on there that we... In fact, the Interstellar trailer that they played in front of it is 6 months old now and because still says 1 year from now.
Yeah.
Still gets me, by the way, that trailer.
TMNT? That trailer? Did you guys watch that last week?
Did see it, yeah.
Oh, God.
Can we take a break and then talk about this? Because we're kind of in there.
We can. I mean, we haven't done any of the other new stuff, though.
Well, let's do it, and then we'll do the... Oh, well, do you want to just talk about that one really quick? I hear the trailer music, so you must want to continue with...
Sure.
We should probably cut this whole conversation.
Nah, whatever. Keep it in there. Pulling back the curtain.
No.
The trailer... The turtles look terrible.
Leave the curtain.
Have you seen the fan service? The guy who corrected the images?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that
up.
Awesome. It works way better.
Way better.
Way better.
It can't, though. It really is. It really cannot be repaired. They are humongous. They're like 7 feet tall. They're ridiculous. They're humongous. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But scaled to 3 3/4.
Right.
I mean, they're like, OG is just pointing out the giant turtles.
But those are supposed to, scale-wise, those are in theory in scale with every other turtle that's ever been put out.
Yeah.
They were just that big in that cartoon, I think.
Yeah, it's
they
terrible.
Were huge. Not to mention, so they look awkward. The origin has been tweaked, right?
Yes.
Shredder and April's dad were... trying to create the turtles, the heroes that the city needs.
Yep.
Fucking horse shit.
They found the super soldier serum
Miracuru.
It's the stuff that made the abomination. It's the green super soldier serum. Yeah.
Ugh.
But Emil Blonsky, that's it. I don't know. Any other trailers? There's been a dozen new cap spots, but who cares for that?
Forget cap spots. Yeah. Did you see the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes spot?
Oh, I did not.
That opens. It was the first commercial for Walking Dead this week. It's like these doors open and all of the apes are on horseback.
Oh, I did see
and
that.
And in
yeah.
war paint.
Yeah.
It looks. That movie just looks better and better every time they show anything.
The
from
first
it.
One was awesome, so I'm excited to see.
Yeah, me too. Really, really excited.
What's his name's performance?
Speaking of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes,
what's
you mean
name?
Gollum?
Yeah. Andrew, what's
Serkis.
His name?
Andy Serkis.
Andrew Serkis, yeah, right. Okay.
Toby Cable, who is apparently in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, although I don't know who he's playing, has been cast as Victor Von Doom in the Fantastic Four reboot.
Said no one.
No one cares.
So are we going to do the rest of the news after break then?
Yeah, let's do that.
Push forward.
Yeah,
okay,
let's just
we'll
do
take
it.
A break.
And we'll be right back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 324.
Lord of the Ark.
No, it's not Lord of the Ark.
No more cliches.
The Bible meets Lord of the Rings.
No. Dude are nice.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
People of Earth, don't get lost in space trying to find an ex-convention. Come to the best and only Geek Fleet.
Geek Fleet 7.
It's coming Saturday, April 5th, 2014 in Kearney, New Jersey.
Geek Fleet 7.
Hang out with Team Unwinnable. Stop by the church ladies and grab some baked goods.
Geek Fleet 7.
We'll have you floating into space with our raffles. We also have DJs spinning all day. Blast off at
Geek Fleet 7.
Sponsored by Loop Lounge, Paradox Comics, Barcade Jersey City, Comic Explosion, Iris Records, Garden State Roller Girls, and 80stees.com.
Geek Fleet 7.
You won't want to miss this event, even if it's the last day on Earth.
Geek Fleet 7.
Saturday, April 5th at the First Presbyterian Church of Kearney, 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey, at
Geek Fleet 7.
No one can hear you scream.
And we are back with
Suburban Vinyl.
That's right. Episode 324.
Suburban Vinyl.
Suburban Vinyl in lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
That is not the name of the episode.
No, but don't forget, you can check them out online at suburbanvinyl.com.
Yes.
I saw that this week that they have a sale reduced price going on, and they're green exclusive of the Dead Kozik bust. Ooh. They've dropped it down from 200 to 150.
Wow.
And if you purchased one already, and I think this is big ups to Suburban Vinyl, if you purchased one from them already at the $200 price point, they're going to give you, you have to reach out to them, but they're going to give you $50 in store credit.
Wow.
Back to compensate.
That's kind of cool.
That's awesome, awesome, right? That's like,
support your local businesses.
That's right.
Yeah. I went to Suburban Vinyl.
You went to the Ones and Twos show.
I went to the Ones and Twos show.
I could not make it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was some interesting work.
Cool.
Certainly had a good time there.
Excellent. Always a good time.
Did you get my lollipop?
I did get a lollipop.
Nice.
I mentioned the show and I got a lollipop.
There you go.
Magic.
Yep.
Hey, if you go to that website,
yes,
is there like a way to shop?
There is. And you can get a discount if you use a specific coupon code.
So it's like a specific collection of letters or numbers.
That is. It is it.
What is
it? It is six letters, I believe.
Okay.
And it is?
I'm trying to think of one that has six letters.
Ass hat.
Kev.
No, it's not
ass hat.
Ass hat. Use a special code ass hat.
No, it is.
I
Big
really
Kev.
Hope they program that now.
I know.
Yeah, if you use ass hat,
it adds 10% onto your
there
order.
There you go.
No, you should use ass hat and get 11%. That would be funny. It's Big Kev.
That's right. And it will get you 10% off of your entire purchase. So, of course, check out SuburbanVinyl.com. If you are local, check out their store in Waldwick, New Jersey. Lots of great stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff from the Ones and Twos show still available on the website and in the store. And, definitely a great shop and awesome sponsor to the show.
And if you show up live at the shop and you mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you will get that lollipop from the Mayor Smack
Rob.
Blinky Rob.
All right. Person.
What else you got?
Well, since we didn't do a lot of news in the first segment.
Let's do news.
Well,
let's
there's a couple news. Other things I want to point on.
Sure, sure.
All
I
right.
know that you guys did not watch S.H.I.E.L.D. this week.
No,
so I'm
last
not gonna
night
give you any
we
or
did, we did
so
not.
I'm not gonna give you any spoilers.
What is it, Deathlok? Oh my god.
It's not that it's Deathlok, it's that you get a better shot of Deathlok, what he looks like under what we now learn is clearly artificial skin.
Oh.
And he looks much more like the comic book version of Deathlok, which is kind of cool.
Spoiler.
Does he burn off the artificial skin?
No, don't say anything else.
Oh, they do. Okay, cool.
I don't want to know anything else.
Did
you, is Michael C. Hall Daredevil in the Netflix series?
I haven't, was that a rumor? Because I haven't heard that.
Someone had told me that they cast Michael C. Hall as Daredevil in the Netflix.
No. Depends on where they're doing, I guess it depends.
You know what? And with all due respect, 10 years ago, that would have been amazing casting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think
he is way too old.
I don't know.
I think he's too old, dude.
I think he could do it.
He shouldn't be a teenager, but he shouldn't be, with all due respect, he shouldn't be that old.
Well, maybe they're doing, you know, a TVMA.
Yeah.
Right,
like Arrow.
Let's talk a little bit about Harry Potter, since we were talking about Emma Watson earlier in the show. Warner Brothers has now announced that they are releasing three films.
Oh, no.
That's announced?
Based on Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The prequel to the Harry Potter. It's not really a prequel, but it takes place 7 decades before the events in Harry Potter.
Oh, 70 years.
In New York.
70 years. In New York. It starts in New York.
Yep.
And then will eventually make its way to wherever.
Diagon Alley.
Probably, maybe, possibly, you know, maybe something to do with Hogwarts. I don't know. But I thought that was pretty interesting. And, of course, it's Warner Brothers grasping at a tentpole.
Please.
And a French, please come and see
somebody
something.
Somebody please see something.
Yeah. What else did I have?
We got to get more out of this.
There's a new Lego documentary coming out called the Lego Brickumentary, which I think is kind of cool. I also think it's kind of cool that they've gotten Jason Bateman to be the narrator of it. I'm down with that, right?
His new movie is supposed to be hysterical.
That's the one with
Bad Words.
Yes.
It's his directorial debut, and it is supposed to be hysterical.
Is there another new one that he has? I thought there was another one, too.
I don't think so.
Oh. And Gotham casting news.
Oh, Gotham.
Said no Corey one. Michael Smith.
I'm excited, said no one.
Whom I don't know from anything.
Corey Michael Smith.
Apparently, he is in the upcoming drama Camp X-Ray with Kristen Stewart.
Camp X-Ray.
But what I found interesting was when I was looking him up online to get some idea of other stuff that he's done and find some images of him, all of his other stuff online is Broadway and off-Broadway related.
Broadway!
But he has been cast as Edward Nygma
for
the upcoming Gotham series.
I see what they did there.
So there's that.
Snooze.
Also, later this year, Warner Brothers and DC has announced that they've got a bunch of stuff planned to mark the 75th anniversary of Batman and Detective Comics. Detective Comics 27.
Yes, I actually...
I know a trailer that we could have talked about.
I was talking about that with Scapegoat today. I actually did my order form yesterday, the previews order form.
Right.
And there's two books that they solicited. One was the 75th anniversary Batman book, and the other was 75th anniversary Joker book.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So I got them both. And it just seems like random but probably important stories about both of those characters.
Right.
So I thought that was very interesting.
DC Entertainment has an action-packed year filled with new Batman titles, commemorative issues, and variant covers.
No!
Including the recently re-released special edition of Detective Comics 27, commemorating Batman's first appearance in the book in 1939.
When did they do that?
The new weekly series Batman Eternal is
that
launching
actually
on
looks
April 9th.
Really good.
That
and
looks
that's,
great.
That's Capullo.
That is Capullo.
Right? Writing it?
It is. But I think it's...
It's not...
It's James Tynion the Fourth, I think.
Greg Capullo and...
I think it's James Tynion the Fourth that's writing it, which is...
No, I thought Greg... No, I think it's the reverse. Who's the other one? Greg Capullo and...
Snyder are the two that do Batman.
I think Snyder is writing it.
Oh, I didn't think
various artists.
Oh, okay.
I might have that wrong, though.
Also, July 23rd, DC Entertainment is partnering with thousands of comic book retailers for Batman Day.
When is this?
July 23rd.
Oh, we got to go to Retailer X on July 23rd.
It is Scott Snyder.
It's Scott Snyder.
Okay. James Tynion in the Fourth.
Oh, there it is. Okay, see.
John Layman, Ray Fox, and Tim Seeley.
Fox!
So there's a lot that DC has planned to celebrate this. They released that new logo image for the year. What? Batman related is going to get that new logo.
What are we doing for Batman Day?
I don't know. It's in July. I can't figure out what I'm doing tomorrow.
We got to go to Retailer X on Batman Day.
Okay.
We got to make a big deal.
I need a favor from you guys. I am not going to be in town for Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, boy.
So I need...
Did you need someone to tweave you some of the Free Comic Book Day?
What I need...
Because I got a guy for you.
What I need...
And there he is, the goat.
I need someone
you have
to
somebody
get
else?
Me the Scotty Young Rocket Raccoon issue. That's going to be a Free Comic Book Day.
They've announced all the free comic...
They've announced
some of them.
A lot of them. Most of them.
And there it's is a May, Rocket right? Raccoon. It is May. It's the first Saturday in May always.
Oh, cool. I'm off on Saturdays.
So I need someone to get me one, either a listener or you, Big Kev. Please, if you could.
And what's it worth to you?
What
you got to trade?
My gratitude.
I don't know if that's going to catch.
I've never had that before.
So there you go. It's a start.
It's a win-win.
I didn't pick up any books this week yet because I didn't have a chance.
I think it's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, the Scotty Young, speaking okay. of, the hardcover collection oh, right, of right. that series. I think that came out this week because I think I got it.
Right.
And also, of note, volume 4 of Lone Wolf and Cub.
Oh, nice. The
real big, thick ones.
Yeah, yeah.
The what do they call it? Omnibus.
Yeah.
That came also. Detective with a new... Now I'm kind of
issue
upset
29, I think, of Detective.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm really upset I didn't bring it in now because there's a new artist and writer.
Yes, it's a new team.
And the artist is amazing. Yeah, so yeah, actually, you know what? I'll remember this and we'll talk about it next week because the art looked really spectacular. Also, I think Cap came out this week. Yeah. Trying to think what else.
In comic book related news
stuff,
we skipped over this last week and now I can't remember the name of the story off the top of my head, but... There's a new Spider-Man event ramping up.
No.
In the books. And
who's going to be Spider-Man now?
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. With the return of Peter Parker finally as Spider-Man.
What about that Mexican guy? Oh, that's Ultimate.
So this storyline. Oh, also, by the way, Spider-Man 2099 coming back as a series. The character has been back now for a bunch of issues in Superior Spider-Man, but the book is coming back. But
oh my god, it just gets worse and worse.
Now look behind you. Look at that costume design.
Yeah.
Do we need that again?
No. In a comic book? We didn't need that before. I just like to point out also that you have a Crimson Spider action figure.
I have to. It's a disease.
It sure is.
And it has to be addressed. But anyway. I also have a Spider Hulk figure.
I know.
I also have Peter Parker with a paper bag on his head.
You have that figure?
Yeah, man.
Oh, the little one?
The little one. He's up there. Yeah, he's up there.
And you have the Spider-Man from the MTV series.
I do. This Spider-Man series that's happening, apparently one of the major plot points of the series is that it's going to involve every Spider-Man that ever was.
Oh, Jesus.
And hundreds of different versions of Spider-Man.
But
I don't understand it.
So it's Crisis on Infinite Spider-Man.
Yes.
More or less, yes. Speaking of that.
Yes.
They just solicited an event. I think it's in... Is it in DC?
That is
Comics?
The Ramos Spider-Man. Not
I know.
The MTV
actually, one. Oh, okay. This is one of my favorite yeah. Spider-Man action figures because it's one that I can actually appreciate. Yeah. I think it was DC or was it Marvel? I can't remember. It was one of them is we'll talk more about this next week too. I'm unprepared to talk about it, but there's some crossover event. I want to say it's DC because I was really disappointed.
Okay.
So, and I would be disappointed if DC did a big crossover event, but it's something they're in a war. They have a war with one of the other Earths.
Oh, is it Original Sin? Is that
No. That, Original Sin is the Marvel one who killed the Watcher. Nobody cares.
Okay.
The Watcher stands there and does nothing. No one cares if he dies. But it was a DC thing. I'll be better prepared to talk about it next week.
I'm trying to think. Is there any other big comic book news that I'm missing? I don't. I'm sure there is.
Inhumans?
But I can't. Inhumans was this week, wasn't it?
I just said Inhuman.
Was this week?
Yes.
Yeah. And Joe Madd is the artist on that book, which is reason enough to check it out, in my opinion.
I'm not going there because I'm not getting drawn into one of those terrible book.
I don't know.
And let me tell you what else happened this week.
What?
The new issue of Sandman actually came
out. Oh, finally. The Overture number 2
yes,
or whatever
and they
it was?
Don't know when the next one's coming.
I know. There's all sorts of problems. Yeah, I heard that. All right, can we move on to product then?
Sure.
Do you have any products?
I do not have products.
Do you have any products?
I was laden with product last week.
That's all right. I have product this week from DC Collectibles and sculpted by Gentle Giant. This is the Arrow 2-pack. Of course, this is Arrow from the TV show.
Yeah.
And what they're calling Deathstroke, but not really. From the TV show.
Is it Deathstroke or is it not?
It's not really Deathstroke.
I don't get it. Why would they put him in here, but it's not him?
All right, here's the prop. Here's the prop. First, before I say that, we have some pictures for this segment that you'll be seeing in the gallery and on the site. Those this week have been contributed by a fan of the show. You can find him on Twitter. His handle is Fireball13Z, and he also is a reviewer over at The Foosh. If you look up Fireball13Z over there as well, yeah.
Ooh, they were not big fans of us.
No, but they've turned a page. Oh. We're okay with them now.
Oh, we are?
We're okay with them now, yeah. Back in the day, they were not fans of ours.
Was all his stuff loose or
no? I've already opened these.
Oh, you have.
I've opened these. I just kind of put them back in there for right now.
Looks a decent figure.
They're great figures. They're really good. The reason a couple of odd things then first.
Okay, go.
I find it very odd that the packaging says Oliver Queen and Deathstroke, as opposed to Arrow and Deathstroke. That is really odd to me. I don't know why they would do that. It seems just like a strange choice.
Is it like to get around a union thing?
I don't think so. Because everywhere else on the package, it says Arrow.
Have they ever called the character Green Arrow?
No, but they call him Arrow.
Call him Arrow.
Oh, okay. So
they don't like colors in the show.
No. right, exactly.
Racist.
They don't, so, Canary.
The reason why I say it's sort of Deathstroke, but not really Deathstroke, is clearly this is very early on Island Slade Wilson, because it's the old mask.
Oh, yeah.
He has both eyes.
Oh, so he's not actually Deathstroke.
He's
Deathstroke version one.
He has the old mask. He has both eyes.
It's not Slade Wilson.
No. Remember.
Oh, they were remember both, they were
partners, yeah, and there were two of them. Yeah, and true. Slade actually has that mask.
That's right. You're right.
On the island.
You're right.
I think he wears it once on the island before he loses the eye. And he wears it once after he loses the eye, or twice after he loses the eye. But it's not really Deathstroke. So it's. I think part of the problem is that these figures came out way before we saw the new designs on the new Deathstroke. So they didn't want to maybe spoil it in figure form, would be my guess.
That could be it.
But it's a great figure. To be quite honest with you, out of those two figures, Deathstroke is a better figure than Arrow. He's just...
pretty good figure.
Yeah. However... there are some quality control issues. Some of the paint apps are a little bit weak. My Arrow has a big chunk of missing paint on his boot, which will bother me to no end, but I will get over it.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Your Arrow is slightly wall-eyed as well.
And Arrow also doesn't have the mask. He's got the stupid green paint on his face still on this figure. Because, again, it was solicited before they gave him the mask. Or was done before they gave him the mask.
So
on
you
the
know
show.
What's going to happen? They're going to put out another
set.
Yeah,
right. Well, we'll get to that. When I opened up Deathstroke's weapons, the big blade that he has, that the figure has, when I peeled the tape off that they used to keep it in the package,
the
tape took a bunch of the paint.
Wow.
So there are some quality control issues on this. But that aside, and I'll never look at that weapon anyway, because it fits nicely in the
sheath,
and that's where I'll keep it. I'll probably keep the pistol in his hand, if anything. But I think they're really good figures. I really, really like them. There have been some speculative rumors that more figures are coming from the series.
Oh yeah,
and we may hear something at San Diego. I suspect that we will see a Canary figure, quite possibly a Huntress figure, and because I think that Roy will become Arsenal before the end of season one, Arsenal may be in there as well.
Interesting.
So, great figures. Check them out. Again, DC Collectibles, but sculpted by Gentle Giant. Again, which explains a lot as far as the sculpture is concerned. Gentle Giant, been doing a lot of work with DC and really hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, that's true.
They've always done great work on their own. Uh-huh. And now to have them work directly with DC is fantastic. It is a bit pricey. Gonna run you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Depending on where you get it. It's like 40, 45 bucks for the two pack.
Which isn't outrageous for 6-inch figures anymore, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that's the truth.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, it's still too expensive.
Yep.
And it's too expensive to have the quality control issues that it has.
Correct.
But I would still say grab it. If you're a fan of the show, if you're a fan of Green Arrow, the character, if you're a fan, seriously, if you're a Deathstroke fan, it's a great Deathstroke figure too. Like,
yeah.
You can do a little adjustment on the eye, maybe. And it would be great. It'd be really cool. So definitely check that out. And I think with that, of course, you can hear the wrap-up music playing in the background.
Yep.
So we
I
will.
I don't hear it.
Yeah.
It's well, weird.
Well, it's there.
Okay.
It's there.
Okay. All right. Okay. I see.
Listen closer.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Woo. You can also find us on Twitter at GeekStuffOG.
BK Geek Stuff
and Scapegoat GS.
Of course, also if you are local to New Jersey and you are available this coming Saturday.
Oh my God.
You heard
the
commercial during the break, but Geek Flea 7 is happening.
Can't wait.
And Kearney, New Jersey from 10 to 6.
Best poster and postcard ever.
It's pretty cool. They did a good job. They do a good job all the time, but good time. Did you see who wrote the press release?
No.
Friend of the show wrote the press release.
Who?
But not the gentleman behind Idle Hands blog, Nomad, Paul Nicolisi.
Oh,
wrote
yeah?
that press release. So we'll see Paul. Paul will be there as well if you're a friend of his blog. Chris Dolfer will be there this week. He's going to have a bunch of resin stuff. Blinky will be there. I don't know if he's going to have stuff from Suburban yet.
Will he
or
have
not,
lollipops?
But I don't know if he'll have lollipops okay. yet. Empanadas. Just throwing that out there. Empanadas. Of course, in addition to all that, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. And I think that's it. Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so. And with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. The way we end all episodes, by saying good night, H. Richard Black, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever